Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues each and every day. We're going to be talking about an issue today that's a biblical, central biblical truth. It is a study in Matthew, the 7th chapter, dealing with the two choices, the two ways, the two decisions that individuals have to make in life. And one of the things we're faced with in society today is the fact that we're not facing reality, I believe, based on the authority of the Scripture. We are in a world today of delusion, in a world today that is of deceit and lying and disbelief. And much of it comes to the very forefront when you look at the Scripture and understand what the Scripture says about truth and what we ought to do in society today. We're going to be asking you to call in. By the way, I just discovered the other day that someone from out of our area code was trying to call in and did not know the area code. And at one time, I would always remind us of that, and sometimes I have forgotten it. It's area code 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question or comment, dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. And may I remind us, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. What does the Word of God say? In fact, I call it the truth book, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The Scripture says in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's the words of the Lord Jesus to his disciples in John 8:31-32. And then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, we talked today about the two ways, the two choices, and the two futures. That's what we'll be talking about, the two ways, the two choices, and the two futures. And that's what we see in Matthew, the 7th chapter. When we look at those, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about truth. What does the Bible say about truth? Multitudes reject truth. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I find that to be more and more relevant each and every day. That there's a disdain and a disregard and a disgust, if you please, and dissing the truth. What does the Bible say? The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it, Orwell said. And we're seeing that come about today, not only in the political circles, but also in societal circles in general. And in religious circles, we're finding that to be very relevant today. So often, because if you stand on truth, and if you say, this is what the Word of God says, there are multitudes who say, well, that's your opinion, that's your thought. No, it's based on what the Scripture says as we look at truth today. It was Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, in an article that I have enjoyed so many years of recent. He said, DeMint warns America's decline of truth is linked to, the death of truth. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, DeMint said, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the core issue for society today. We can watch the spinning of yarns out of D.C., the Beltway in Washington. We can watch Joe Biden flying off to Brussels and having a conference with the NATO alliance's nations, and then hear him stand before the microphone and diss America and in every way possible put America down and talk about what he is going to do. But ladies and gentlemen, as the little cliche goes, bless his heart, he didn't even know, I believe, he didn't even recognize where he was or what he was doing based on some of the answers he gave to some of the reporters asking him questions. But we find that today, ladies and gentlemen, because of a dissing of, a disbelief in, and a delusion about what is truth. This is the reason I go to Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, that made a powerful statement. He said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the position that we ought to take. That we're going to stand for truth, we're going to seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. But we're going to seek the truth, we're going to listen to the truth. The truth is not found on any of the public networks. Truth is not found on the social media today. In fact, if it is truth, hear me, if it is truth, it is disregarded and shut down on all big tech on the social media today. You're not allowed to tell the truth. We're not allowed to ask questions about the 2020 election. We're not allowed to tell the truth about any of the things that Joe Biden is saying and doing because it is dissed, it is disregarded, and it is disconnected from the reality, the world of reality today. That's where we see what is happening with truth. So as Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup generation equipment. They can answer all your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, wait a minute. Wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a place that is a family-friendly environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its employees to be in church with their families as God ordained it. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is a place where you want to investigate to see if that's where God would have you to be employed. Just drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does with that. You might say, well, how do I find Tools for Time? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find, ladies and gentlemen, the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have with us today Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis hails from up in Folkestone, Georgia.
Amen.
And I'm delighted to have him with us today, pastors. We're going to talk about some very serious issues, but the main issue we'll talk about is what does the Bible say about truth and error? What does the Bible say about the broad way and the narrow way? We'll be talking about that today, but welcome to be with us today. Thank you for coming.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for inviting me to be back with you again on today. It's always my pleasure to be here. I want to say good morning to my bride of 36 years now. Amen. I had a celebration on the other day. Thank you so much, and I love you. Amen. And I thank you, amen, all my family, everyone that's listening in on today, family and friends, you know, from near and far. We thank and praise God, amen, for being able to minister to the body of Christ, because truly the Bible tells us, Dr. Youngblood, when we look at that book of Ephesians chapter 6, mm-hmm. amen, about the spiritual armor that every Christian is supposed to put on, the first thing we're supposed to have is our loins girt about with the truth.
With truth.
Amen. The truth is the only thing that's going to enable us to stand in the middle of this woke culture on today.
That's right.
And I'm still trying to figure out what are they awoke from? I don't think they have awakened from sleep yet.
That's right.
But something is wrong. I don't know.
Sleeping in delusion.
Amen. 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 But we need the truth. The truth is the only thing that's going to combat the lies and the errors that are out there.
Absolutely. And one of the things, when you say that, Pastor, causes me to reflect back on Joe Biden when this was looming. By the way, I'm talking about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. When that was looming, it's been looming for about 5 or 6 months before they did anything. And the intelligence agencies, all of the intelligence agencies in America, including Joe Biden as president, chief executive officer for the nation, knew about it. And so they started making plans and talking about what could be done. And as you recall, ladies and gentlemen, several times when Biden was before the television camera and with a microphone before him, he said that these restrictions that they were going to place on China, on Russia, would prevent them from invading Ukraine. And he repeated that. They showed it on Fox News last evening. I believe it was on Tucker Carlson. And they repeated that. He repeated that. All of the talking media repeated that, that these restrictions they would place on Russia would prevent them from invading Ukraine. And now he's saying, in fact, said while in Brussels and asked the question, he said these restrictions we never intended them to stop the invasion.
My, my.
And yet the thing that is so concerning to me and causes so much consternation, they knew that was going to happen. That we watched through the intelligence agencies as Russia mounted some 120,000 troops around Ukraine with the idea, surely our intelligence agents didn't think they would do that and then just pull back. If you're going to put that much manpower around a border of a nation, you have intentions to go in and do something. But now he's saying these restrictions that have been placed on Russia and their bank accounts, et cetera, never intended to do that. So the point that I make with that illustration, Pastor, is that we find so much deceit, so much deceit. Now, I can understand from one perspective with Joe Biden, he's not cognitively aware enough to know whether he's telling a lie or telling the truth, in my opinion.
Amen.
Simply because of his depleted cognitive ability, he's going to say whatever his handlers tell him to say. He's going to try to memorize his speeches. He's going to try to read the speeches and then try to memorize what the his handlers have told him to say, given any questions as they would come to him.
Amen.
But today,
amen,
ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a nation where Joe Biden lives a life of deceit, delusion, and total disbelief. The Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party have all been deceiving each of us for years now. It's all been deceived. We've all been deceived. The nation's been deceived. Most Americans believe. In fact, I'm amazed at those that will say, had some kind of street corner investigator asking questions, what do you think about Joe Biden? And one lady said, I think he's doing a marvelous job. He's doing a supreme job. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not the case. We're seeing our nation erode. We're seeing our borders eroding. We're seeing our rule of law being dissipated and eviscerated. We're watching everything that once was held as that which was honorable in a nation with sovereign borders. We're seeing that being destroyed. And it's because of causing people coming in, Joe Biden believing a lie and rejecting the truth. We're in a society today, ladies and gentlemen, where wrong is right, right is wrong. And Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 says that that day will come. And that's where we are today, where wrong is treated as right and right is treated as wrong. And when you look at what God ordained government for, according to Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7 in particular, government, civil government, God designed and set up for the purpose of prosecuting evil and protecting good. And when our governmental leaders from the White House down, when they're in a position where they're going to prosecute good and protect evil, then we need to wake up, look up, smell the coffee, and see that there's something awry in our great nation. And
amen,
that's the thing today. As a result of this condition, ladies and gentlemen, our national freedoms, our faith, our families, our liberties, our freedoms are being absolutely eviscerated today. So I want us to look at and think about just what's the cause. What's the root cause of this deceit and delusion and denial? Pastor Davis, you touched on just a moment ago the major armor that we're to put on. And the first thing we're to put on is truth.
Amen.
Truth.
Amen.
So what do we see? What do you see, Pastor, taking place? And we want to get to the point where we're talking about what we see as a nation. The delusion, the deceit, the deception, the destruction, all of this, there's a root cause, and it's because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. It is a demonic delusion.
Amen.
That has covered the minds and the hearts and the lives of so many that's supposed to be leading us in Washington.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Pastor, with that being said, what do you see as an answer? Where do we turn? What do we do? And I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of you listening today, you see all of the dilemma. You see the darkness. You see the storm clouds coming in. And multitudes have asked me, well, what do I do? How do I respond? What should we do? What is the answer to that question, Pastor? What should we do? As Ezekiel 33:10 says, how should we then live? So what are your thoughts, biblically speaking, as to what we need to say to our listeners today of how should we live? Then we want to get to the point of looking at what the Bible says in relationship to the two gates, the two ways, and the two futures for the individuals and the world and here in America.
Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, the first thing I would like to stress, amen, to our listening audience mm-hmm. on today is that the church, first of all, needs to be leading the way
yes.
in a turning back to God.
Amen.
That is our major problem in this nation on today. We have turned our backs on God. So if there's going to be any hope for any salvation for the United States of America as a whole, mm-hmm. it is going to take a reversing of direction.
That's right.
We need to turn back to God.
Yes.
Because this country was built on the word of God.
Amen.
All of the foundations of everything in society was built around and upon the word of God.
Absolutely.
So the only way that we're going to get back to where we need to be, we need to repent, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Repent simply means to turn, to change
turn around,
your mind.
Change your mind, change direction.
Amen. We need to change our mind, change our thoughts, change our position, change our posture. There are many areas we need
change
to make changes
our allegiance.
In.
Absolutely.
Amen. So that we as a nation can stand together and hold on to God's unchanging hand. And ask God to once again bless America, because we're not receiving what we ought to receive. But I thank God still yet that in spite of all that's going on, there is a remnant.
Yes.
And I'm very glad to be a part of that remnant.
Amen.
There is somebody out there listening to us on today. And I'm sure that there's just not only one, but there are multitudes mm-hmm. of righteous people that want to do right.
Yes.
You have that desire in your heart to please God.
Amen.
Well, if that's the case, then we all must join hands.
Mm-hmm.
Lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting.
Amen.
That God may come in and bless America. So here's my greatest prayer, and I continue to pray this prayer all the time,
mm-hmm.
for a great revival to take place with the church leading the way back to the altar and grab hold of the horns of the altar and let's cry out to God like
Amen.
We never have before.
Amen.
That way, amen, God will return. If we return back to him, he said he'll turn back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And he will bless us and put us where we need to be at.
Amen.
Because where we're at right now in society on today, Dr. Youngblood, it's very fearful. Can I just say it like that?
Absolutely.
It's fearful when we look at how far we have slidden away.
That's right.
From where we used to be.
And when we look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, it talks about turning from our wicked ways and seeking his face, seeking God's face.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, when it says seek his face, it means to seek to please him. If I were to say that I'm going to, after the broadcast today, go out and pick up a box of candy and a bouquet of flowers and take them to my wife, I want to seek her face. That is, I want to please her
Amen.
With what I do and what I say. We need to please God. And so what I'm wanting us to understand, and Pastor, I believe that you see this, and I pray that our listeners would grasp this. The key element of where we are today and the causative factor is because we've turned our backs on God.
Amen.
We've left God. We've banned the Bible in the public school system and in the general public. We've banned prayer. We have banned Jesus. And somehow, some way, we think we can be void of God and God's word and God's influence on our lives and on the life of our nation. And somehow, some way, we can still have success as a nation.
Amen.
I believe we're watching the progressive hand of God on judging America And the scripture is very, very clear. Judgment begins at the house of God. I believe we need to go back, just as Pastor David said, and recognize there's a need to turn back to God, a need for revival, a need to repent. But ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what we see taking place with the decision, the delusion, and the deceit and the denial that's taking place today, the denial of truth, the real root cause, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, is spiritual.
Amen.
I believe
Amen.
It's a spiritual problem, a spiritual root spiritual problem, a complete lack of biblical spiritual truth of the Word of God. The Bible tells us that there's a way that seems right unto man, but the ends thereof is death,
Amen.
Destruction.
Amen.
That's in Proverbs 14:12. And today, ladies and gentlemen, America's freedom and family and our faith are all being undermined. We're watching the political machine undermine the faith and the family and the freedom in our great nation. And it's because of the rejection of truth, a refusal to hear truth. I'm looking at a printout that I did this morning of just some, not all, of the Bible verses about truth. And one of them says, and Pastor Davis touched on it, Ephesians 6:14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth,
Amen.
And
Amen.
Having on the breastplate of righteousness. And yet we look at truth in such a dim or demeaning fashion today as a nation. John 18:37-38, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou the king then? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. For everyone that is of truth heareth my voice. So if we're going to hear the voice of God, we need to stand for truth, speak the truth, and love the truth, as I use as an introductory monologue each and every day on this broadcast.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Were lied to, Pastor, as a nation. We were lied to 2.5 years ago, when we were told that 2.3 million Americans would die unless we locked down. We were lied to when we were told that masks were not needed at first, and then 1 month into the game, we were told then everybody's got to mask up. We were lied to when we said that the vaccinations would prevent COVID and prevent COVID deaths. We were lied to when we were told that the vaccinations were 97% efficacious, and today we're finding out they have no benefit at all.
Amen.
We've been lied to when we were told that you've got to have a booster shot and a second booster shot, and now we're being lied to saying that there's harm and danger and dark days coming during the course of the season before us, because Anthony Fauci just recently said that we may even have to go to a booster shot every 6 months,
Amen.
At least once a year. He just recently said that there's a possibility we might have to go to annual masking up on an annual basis. And some want to see that masking on a permanent basis. And I'm using these illustrations, ladies and gentlemen, because all of this has led to a great delusion in America. Now we're being lied to. We're being told that Russia is the cause of the price of gasoline at the pump being $6, $7 a gallon. On the West Coast, my most humble opinion, by June, the West Coast will be paying $10 a gallon for gas.
My.
Here in the southern belt of America, I believe we'll see $6 to $8 a gallon for gasoline in the next 60 days right here in this area. And yet Joe Biden is now talking about sending gasoline relief checks, stimulus checks, gasoline stimulus checks to everybody so it'll help pay your gas bill. Ladies and gentlemen, that is lying to us further so that it will get the citizens hooked on receiving a federal stimulus check of some kind in the mailbox every month, which will prevent working. It will prevent America's engines of productivity going forward, and it's because of a further lying to us, and it's because of deviation from the truth.
Amen.
Deviation
Amen.
From the truth, Pastor.
And then, Dr. Youngblood, I'm sure at one point in time or another, it's going to bankrupt the treasury.
Yes.
What will we have to take care of the, just say, the bare necessities of this country if he keeps giving away free money?
Yeah.
I mean, that just doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's odd that you mentioned. I was just recently talking with my son, in fact, last evening by telephone, Greg, we were talking with up in Tennessee, and he and I were talking about some of the same thing. They're talking about coming up with a Fed currency, that is e-coins. They call it the Fed coin. In China, they call it the yuan, which is all electronic money. And in doing so, they're wanting to federalize every savings account, every retirement account, the 401k accounts, the teachers' unions accounts, police unions accounts. They want to federalize all retirement monies, bring them under the umbrella of the federal government to dispense them, and all the money you'll have will not be greenbacks, will not be a checking account, will not be deposits in the bank as such, but it'll be on your cell phone, on your electronically held device. And if you're not following what the government orders say, if you're not bowing and bending and swaying to every government mandate, then they will just press the button and your money, that fiat money, will be gone.
My, my.
But one of the things they'll do that for is to balance the budget so that it will show that they're, if they can bring in all of the federalized all retirement accounts, they will use that money in the total general fund to balance the budget.
My,
and
my.
Right now what they're doing is printing money like there's no tomorrow, and it's undermining the value of our currency, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen,
but again,
amen.
It goes back to how we're being deceived and lied to with the great delusion being brought about upon all Americans today and having the idea of somehow, some way turning the button, bringing in the global reset, as they call it, going into the one world order, and we talked about that the other day on this broadcast, going into a one world governmental system where Satan and all of his minions are basically in control of our nations around the globe.
Amen.
But it goes back to, Pastor, the centrality of what I want our listeners to understand. It's because of a deviation from the truth. Even in the spiritual world today, issues about deception loom heavy. I'm looking at an article, and I'll touch on this, Pastor, then we can bounce it around. I'm looking at an article that says, hell has open borders. Church has to apologize after the sign sparked community outrage. A Nebraska church has apologized after a sign about heaven and hell sparked intense debate and consternation. The sign outside of St. Mary's Church in Omaha, Nebraska, read, heaven has strict immigration laws. Hell has open borders. That message, seen among critics as sparking and speaking about immigration laws, and sparked immediate furor. There's no place for this kind of sign, one critic said. Another local added, it didn't feel right to me, what they were trying to state. I kind of threw it up and said, well, that's a church. Why would they do that? Others offered harsher remarks. One said, this is a wound to civility. Talking about a church sign now, it's a wound to civility, especially considering its placement at the church in our community.
My, my.
Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying to you as I read this article, that even in Christian circles, religious circles, there's a debate about truth. There's a debate about truth. What's wrong with having a sign that says, as this sign said, in relationship to it, hell, heaven has strict immigration laws. In fact, Pastor, I said to someone about this article, in the entry to heaven, you've got to have a heaven passport.
Amen.
A passport. Hell has open borders. There are no restrictions to get you to hell. And we're going to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment. We're going to talk about Matthew chapter 7. Get your Bible out if you have it available. If you're driving, don't try it. But if you're at home where you're seated, get your Bible out, Matthew, the 7th chapter. We're going to look at verses 13 through 23, and it touches on what we're talking about today in relationship to, we have two choices, two ways, and two futures. And it makes the determination of where you go is which choice you make with the straight gate, the wide gate, the broad way, and the choice you make in relationship to that in life. And one of the things that we see taking place in America today is that it seems that those that are leading our nation have made a choice to go the broad way, to do anything that pleases and appeases the flesh and pleases self. That's exactly what we'll be talking about. So hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for news. And right after the top of the hour news, we're coming right back. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. After the news, I'd love to hear from you as you join in this dialogue and discussion today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.